the Golden Bears are on a roll, as you are. They've won 11 straight. They opened the year, they dropped four of their first six, and then they seem to find themselves. They've won 16 of 18 since then. Average 66.5 points a game. They're giving up 58, about 59 points a game. If you had a chance to take a look at them on film, we just were able to watch some of the Columbus East game on Tuesday night, and I remember that Coon kid from last year over at East Central. He stood out as a freshman, and he's improved on his play since then. They list him at 6'4", and he's averaging, 18 points a game, had 30 on Tuesday night. A young man capable of getting a double-double, and he's probably going to be a guy that defensively tonight you're going to have a lot of attention on him, and I would imagine Chance Coyle probably is going to get the defensive assignment.
Well, I think they're made up a little bit like Bloomington North, and they got the one Coons kid who handles the ball. They moved him out of the post as a freshman to out on the perimeter now a lot, whether he's handling the ball, shooting threes, plays with a lot of confidence, a little flair to him, then they surround him with the three or four guys that can shoot spot up threes for him, and that can be very tough. I mean, they're extremely talented offensively with a number of players they have that can score, so it's a lot like Bloomington North in that he tries to penetrate, he'll kick out, flip back for three pointers for his teammates, and they do a really good job of offensive rebounding. They shoot and go after the ball. It's almost like they think they're missing. And as soon as they shoot, they just crash the boards and do a good job there. So yeah, he's a good player, really good player. And, I don't think people understand how good Shelbyville really is. And they're young. They only got two seniors. Mm-hmm. Our whole sectional was young. I think they had two seniors. Columbus East had two. East Central only had two. Bloomington North only had two. Mm-hmm. Then Columbus North and us, we had four, and Columbus North had six. But Shelbyville is a very capable team, and this will be a hard-fought battle for us tonight, I'm sure. And we just got to not give them second-chance points, because I think they'll hit the basket better than what Bloomington North did last night.
We'll continue our pregame visit with Southay man J.R. Holmes. We'll talk about the keys to the game tonight. We'll do all of that after this timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Okay, the keys to the game, that's brought to you by J&S Locksmith. J&S Locksmith, proud to sponsor high school athletics. Stop out and see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street, right here in Bloomington. Well, JR, you kind of mentioned there just before we took the break what your team's going to have to do tonight to win this ball game. It'd be great to see your team come out firing like you did last night, because that would ease a lot of the concerns.
That sure would help out, you can't count on that necessarily.
Right.
I mean, you can count on your defense. You can count on your work ethic. You can count on playing hard. Last night, I thought we played extremely hard trying to guard Musso. We had three or four different guys in there, and we'll have to do that tonight. And you're 25 games for us now in the season. We got to make good decisions, and we got to step up. And your players got to hit shots. If you don't, you don't advance. I mean, it's really simple. They got to do the same thing. If they don't hit shots, they probably don't advance. These sectional finals are always tough, because the one team's done after having a pretty good run.
Sure.
And then it's derailed on Saturday night. And like I told our kids, I said, Monday we can be going out to celebrate a sectional championship, or we can be turning our equipment in.
Right.
You make that decision tonight by your play, your focus, your intense play when you're on the floor, getting on loose balls and not giving second chance points, all the little things you can come back as a coach and say, cliche-wise. But, playtime. You got to go play.
I've also heard you say in the past that in some regards the sectional, that's the toughest game to win, is win that sectional championship. It kind of gets a little easier the further you go on in the tournament, but it just seems like there's always a lot of the most pressures at the sectional.
Well, the most pressure is obviously there too, because most of the times you're playing teams for the second and third time.
Right.
That was what our first two games were, the third time we played each one of those teams. And so this is a new team for us, and new team for us, for them too. So we'll get an opportunity here tonight to see what we can do. And scouting them, we knew we had going to have a chance to play them in a tournament sometime, even before the draw. So we scouted them live twice, and we've also had about 10 tapes on them, going through and just picking out things in case we did get to this point. So we know what they're going to do, but they're really sort of loosey-goosey. They turn, drive, kick, drive, kick. It's more of a live motion thing. So they play with a little bit of an arrogant, cocky, not bad case, just that they're, we're pretty good, and they are. And so we'll have to try to guard them a little better and hope that we can do some things against them defensively, and also hoping we can score on the other end.
J.R., good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Wilmington South head man J.R. Holmes joining us on Chalk Talk. Chalk Talk brought to you by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, by Hilliard Lions, by Brendinger Eye Care. The keys to the game brought to you by the good folks at J&S Locksmith. Terry Stoltz joins me next. It's the sectional championship game. The Bloomington South Panthers take it on the Shelbyville Golden Bears. We got it for you next year on WGCL.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. And now with tonight's game, John Callahan and Terry Stoltz.
Well, good evening once again from the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court. The Bloomington South Panthers looking to make a little history tonight, going for their third straight sectional crown, taking on the team that they beat last year over at East Central in the championship game, the Shelbyville Golden Bears. And Terry Stoltz, you take a look at the ball club the Panthers are going up against tonight. Again, a lot of similarities between them and the team that the Panthers knocked off last night. Their city rivals, the Bloomington North Cougars, won't be easy here tonight at all.
No, John, this is going to be a very tough game. You've got two teams that are extremely hot. As you guys said, 11 straight wins, 13 out of the last 14 for Shelbyville, 5 straight for the Panthers. But before then, they had a 10-game winning streak and are currently 15 out of 16.
Wow.
You can't get much hotter than that. You got a sectional final, which is great. And the one difference, as JR pointed out, they haven't played Shelbyville all year. These teams both used to be in the old South Central Conference. Shelbyville's got a great gym, about 5,500. You and I did a sectional final there a couple of years ago. And, you know, this is – but these guys don't play each other anymore. And so this is going to be a little different than playing at Columbus East, Columbus North, Bloomington North, because this will be the only time they're going to play. I think this is going to be an outstanding game. Shelbyville's got a couple of guys that are big scorers, and they've got a couple of decent guys around the perimeter that get 9-7 points a game to help those two big guys out.
Jump right into our player spotlight, brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. Shop Bloomington Hardware on the corner of College Mall Road and Covenanter Drive. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8. Sundays, 10 to 6, your local True Values. Start right. Start here.
Well, I'm going to go with kind of – dance with the girl that brought me. I'm going with the two top players again. First of all, 6'4 sophomore, number 15, Zach Kuhn for Shelbyville. He's averaging right at 18 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's a nice player. We got to watch him a little bit Tuesday and last night, and you saw him last year when you and Joe did the sectionals down at East Central. I like this kid, so we're going to go with Zach Kuhn. And, of course, for Sal, I'm going with Chance Coyle. He had 24 last night, kind of breaking out of a mini shooting slump, and really didn't do a bad job at all on Musa Jallo. Wasn't matched up against him the whole night, but very likely the Chance is going to take Zach Kuhn tonight. These guys, at least that part of the matchup will be there. Chance Coyle, Zach Kuhn, that's our player spotlights.
All right, again, the Kuhn young man, he had 30 points on Tuesday night, and I think Chance Quayle last night when he hit that first three,
yeah,
I think that relaxed him, and he was dialed in last night. Bloomington Hardware, again, the sponsor of our player spotlight. Time now to meet the game officials, and that is brought to you by the People's State Bank, local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. We've got Jay Slater from Sullivan, Rick Frank from Beech Grove, and rounding out the officiating crew tonight, Jason Ferguson. He is from Whiteland. We'll continue with more from the Cougar Den with the Tom McKinney Court after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball on WGCL. Well, back in the Cougar Den, so we're getting ready now for the playing and singing of our national anthem.
Language or disorderly conduct is unacceptable and will not welcome at IADSAA events. But support the student athletes, coaches, officials, and your fellow fans the respect they deserve. Your cooperation is appreciated. Please enjoy the game. Ladies and gentlemen, we now ask that everyone stand and remove your heads and join us as we honor America in the flame of our national anthem.
All right, we have now reached the point where it's time to meet the starters for the poll game tonight. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, we expect them to come out like this. Sam Lewis, they run a, actually over the roster. They got like four guards and a forward. That's
right.
What they got them listed. But I expect Sam Lewis, a 6-foot junior, to start on the front line along with Brock Blackwell. He's a 6'4 junior. Zach Kuhn, the young man we've been talking about, he'll be, I guess, we got him listed as center, but actually, he plays a little bit more out on the perimeter now. But a couple guys are definitely guards. John Luck, 6'1 senior. I recall him from last year. And then Cooper Lewis, he's the second leading scorer. Young man is a 6'2 junior. For the Bloomington South Panthers, we expect them to come out like this. Chance Coyle, Anthony Leal up front. Josh Hall in the middle of the backcourt. Philip King. And I think Luke Jager is probably going to get the start here again tonight. He was the starter for the Panthers last night.
Well, John, you can't get any better than this. Sectional finals, two really good ball clubs that are hot as they can be right now. Decent crowd here tonight. Obviously not the crowd of last night with North and South playing each other. But this is going to be an excellent basketball game. Everybody, get your popcorn ready.
Here you go.
Kick back and listen up. We'll try to bring you all of the action here as best we can.
I see what changed the lineup. Josh Williams is going to be a starter for them. So I'm not sure which guy. Maybe Mr. Lewis is out there. But somebody that we announced starting out is not in that lineup. I'm sure we'll pick that up as the game goes on. I think it's Brock Blackwell. I think that's a young man. Yeah, Brock Blackwell.
That's an easy name to say. Blackwell, yeah. I mean, they've been talking about him being such a spark. He's averaging 9 points a game. It's not always been off the bench. It's a lot of time it's been as a starter. So we'll see what happens.
Brought to you by the good folks at Bloomington Hardware. Panthers control it. They'll go right to left on the radio dial here to start the ball game, and that's Luke Jager with it. They get it down low to Josh Hall. Out of contact, no foul called. Swinging it back out to Leal on the left, on the far wing, and now Luke Jager brings it out top. Chance Coyle directs some traffic out top. Glad to have you along with us here tonight. John Callahan, Terry Stultz, Jim Ritter high atop One City Center at the controls of the broadcast tonight. Chance Coyle dribbles in front of us. Now goes back out to Phil King. King. Panthers being very deliberate here at the outset of the ballgame. Now Josh Hall dribbles out front. Shelbyville coming out in a man-to-man. A lot of passes here on this possession for the Panthers. Now Josh Hall pulls up inside three. Land, no good. And coming out of there with a rebound, that's Zach Kuhn. Kuhn brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now they'll set up the offense. Josh Williams. Luke Jager checks him tonight. Had to go inside to Kuhn. Kuhn dribbles. Chance Coyle, that's who I thought was going to guard him tonight. JR didn't offer on that.
Well, he wasn't going to tell you that.
No, but I knew there's a nice steal in there. Chance Coyle gets into the passing lane. And now he leaves it over to Luke Jager. Now Leal. Leal drives inside. They run the weave. Coyle with it. Drives inside. Up and no good. Rebound is pulled down by, that was Cooper Lewis got the rebound. He leaves it for Zach Kuhn. Kuhn gives it back to Lewis. Long three out top. No good. And Josh Williams chases down the rebound. He's in the corner, now finds it inside. And a shot is put up and missed badly. Missing that one was Lux. Josh Hall comes down with the rebound, gives it to Luke Jaeger. Now they'll set up the offense in the front court. And now Luke Jaeger surveys the situation, gives it to Josh Hall. Hall gives it to Phil King. Now back to Jaeger. Jaeger dribbles out by the free throw line. Now to Anthony Leal. Leal drives inside. Again, he shot 10 free throws last night. The young man did, Leal. Leal out top. Now he gets it over to Luke Jaeger. Jaeger, Josh Hall posting up inside to go back over to King. Now Leal with it. And now he got his pocket picked. And Kuhn, but they say, knocked out of bounds. Kuhn almost got the steal there, but he couldn't bounce it off of Leal. And the Panthers will retain possession.
Well, you can't put the ball out in front of you. In a game like this, against a player as aggressive as Kuhn, he just reached out and slapped it away from Leal and almost knocked it off his foot out of bounds.
He played over a minute and a half, no score yet. Coyle, though.
There we go.
He finishes that up. So, Coyle, that was a two-pointer. Panthers on top, 2-0.
Looked like a three, but it is down as a two.
Williams, they try to go inside, and they do.
Oh, nice pass.
Cooper and Lewis gives it up to... That was Lux, I believe.
Yeah, that was Lux.
2-2, our score. Now Chance Coyle with it. Now they go out top to King. King gives it over to Jaeger. Jaeger now back to Coyle. Coyle out top. Now leaves it for Leal. Leal drives, gives it. Phil King, a three on the way. No good. Rebound, Josh Williams. He touched it last. And the Panthers will retain possession.
Moving the ball well. A tough man-to-man defense by Shelbyville. They're making some switches right now. Sam Lewis is guarding Chance Coyle, a wide open three
on
for Chance.
The way, and no good. And Josh Williams out of there with a rebound. He'll give it to Kuhn. Kuhn looks like he's going to be the primary ball handler here tonight. Now he pulls up from three and got it. He was fouled. Zach Kuhn from downtown.
Wow.
Hits a three, and
I think it was Leal.
I think it was Leal, too. What is it you always say?
Well, number one, you don't foul a jump shooter, and you definitely don't foul a guy shooting a three. Kuhn snags the free throw, and Panthers find themselves down 6-2.
Foul was on Leal, so you get that up there late. Kuhn has 4 points. Driving inside the ball, using the left hand. He's got it. The Panthers answer. They trail by three, though, 6-3. Long three. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the net.
That was Cooper Lewis.
Lewis from downtown, and it's now 9-9.
Now the scoreboard's wrong. Scoreboard's wrong.
Okay, 9-2. Panthers down here early. Chance Coyle with it. Now out to Leal. Leal gives it over to Jaeger. They post it up down low to a Hall. Hall double team, lost it. And here comes Zach Kuhn in the front court. Zach stops, another three on the way. No good. Josh Hall skies for that rebound. And here we go. Coyle brings it across the midcourt stripe. Josh Williams tried to pick his pocket. Was not able to do that. Leal leaves it. Phil King, three on the way in the corner.
Out of way, Phillip.
So Phillip King, his first points of the ball game, and it's now 9-7.
Now they got the scoreboard right. So
With 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's hard enough seeing it with that basketball thing there in front of us. All right, they go inside. And now they get it back out. Kuhn, another three. Boy, he missed that one bad.
Another rebound by Josh Hall.
Hall doing a great job on the boards here at the outset. Leal has it, drives inside, lost the handle. Fortunately, King was there. Now Coyle with a three, rims out. And another rebound for Kuhn. Kuhn will bring it across the front. In, sets it up in the front court. Now he leaves it for Sam Lewis. Lewis stops, now back to Josh Williams. Williams back to Lewis. Lewis driving on Hall, stops. Now they go back out, and that is Lewis. That is Cooper Lewis with the basketball. I guess we're going to have to say Sam and Cooper. All right, now Kuhn. He's the only Kuhn on the court
for them.
And now he gets it over to Josh Williams. Williams will reset the offense. We're at exactly 3 minutes in the quarter. They go down low. And now the nice reverse pass. Shot was put up and missed. That shot was missed by John Lux. Phillip King brings across in the front court. Gives it over to Luke Jaeger. Luke. Lies with the left hand,
nice
put
move.
A shot, and missed it. Couldn't get that one to go. Josh Williams has a rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline. Drives all the way, put up a shot, missed that one bad, and Anthony Leal with another rebound. 9-7 our score, 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Luke Jaeger now slows things down, calls out a play. Gives it over to Chance Coyle. Coyle sees the lane, drives it, shot was blocked, and we got a foul. Cooper Lewis. Lewis did get a lot of ball, but he also got a lot of body as well. And Mr. Quayle will go to the free throw line. Chance, 84% on the year, averaging 18 points, 5 rebounds at game time. The junior. Eyes and flies, and he got it.
Oh.
Boy, that one almost came out. Well, last night, free throw line, he was very productive there at the stripe.
That was a tough call on Lewis, too, by the way.
Well, had 3 for 3 last night.
There he goes.
And he got them both. He's got 4 points, and we're knotted at 9 apiece, 2:20 to go in the first quarter.
Fast and frantic for only being 9-9. Neither team shooting the ball well at this stage, John.
John Lux gives the ball over to Cooper Lewis. Cooper. And Chris Bama checked in at the last break. Now they get into another. Blackwell, he likewise checked in. Zach Kuhn with it. He leaves it for Lewis. Lewis, that's Cooper Lewis, missed the shot. And Phil King tracks down the rebound. Gives it over to Anthony Leal. Leal in the front court over to. They reversed it. Now that was Coyle that had it. Now it's Chris Bamba off the glass. No good. Didn't get that layup to fall. And another rebound for Zach Kuhn. He's picking them up here in the first quarter. A lot of boards. Here we go. A long three. Sam Lewis missed it. And tracking down the rebound is Chance Coyle. So a lot of missed shots here in the last few possessions. King gives it over to Chris Bamba. Fakes the three. Now he'll reset the offense and get it out to Anthony Leal out top. Now to Phil King. King looks over to J.R. Holmes, calls out the play. Now dribbling on the left front is Phil King. Now back out to Coyle. Long three on the way.
Got boom.
It. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Coyle now 7 points. Cougars, it says Cougars up there, but that's the Panthers 12-9. I wish they would put the, that was a long three, and that was missed by Kuhn. Out of bounds, they say last touch by Shelbyville.
That was out at the volleyball set line.
Not sure he knew where he was at exactly, but that was a long three.
You know what? I wouldn't have even shot one from out there.
I'll tell you who would have, though. Jack Townsend would have.
Well, yeah. It's his floor. He's used to doing that.
12-9. We're under a minute in the first quarter. Phillip King will bring it across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Still has it. Now gives it to Bamba. He'll try a long three and shot it. Boy, how about that? Chris Bamba, 30% shooter behind the arc. He hit one last night, and he hits another one here tonight.
John, he did not miss one in warm-up. I was watching him. He's been practicing that shot, and he's got confidence in it.
Blackwell drives. Alex Franklin has checked in. What do we got? Got a jump ball.
He'll remain with Shelbyville. Good defense there by the Panthers.
Yep. Franklin in there. Bamba coming in off the bench.
Right away. Brock Blackwell is, you know, going to come in and put a mark on the game. That's his calling card.
Kuhn gives it. Cooper Lewis, three on the way. Miss it. Rebound inside, though, and Franklin got a nice block. That was a good block on Nick Anderson, who has checked in. And now Chris Bamba sets up the offense. And Franklin doing a great job. Nice block inside. Now Phillip King has it out top. And now he'll do a little dribbling here, and now gives it up to Chance Coyle. We're under 10 seconds. Chance. Now they get nice pass inside. Josh Hall off the glass. No, we got an offensive foul, though, on Josh Hall. Nice position by Sam Lewis inside. Josh Hall, his first personal foul. 1:09 showing on the clock. Panthers lead it 15-9. Well, you don't want to give up an easy basket here.
No, definitely not. It looks like they've got a play set up. I want to guess it's not going to Zach Kuhn.
We got Trey Bama checking in. Let's see who's coming out.
Alex
looks like
Franklin
Josh Hall.
Alex Franklin just came in for the Panthers, too. So we'll see. I don't know what.
I'm not sure what's going on
well,
here.
Well, I tell you what, Shelbyville's coach does not at all like the 1:09 on the clock. I think he thinks it should be something else. Coach Ryan Mack, and he didn't like that call.
Rock Blackwell will inbound it. That's not easy to say.
No,
Rock Blackwell.
Rock Blackwell.
All right, here we go. He gets it in to Kuhn. Kuhn has it. Takes a long shot and missed it. We have played 8 minutes. Panthers on top 15-9. Back with the second quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Well, the Panthers didn't come out shooting on fire as they did last night, but they shot good enough to have a six-point lead here at the end of the first quarter, 15-9. Side out for the Panthers as we get second quarter action underway. Bill King dribbles out front and now leaves it for Chance Coyle. Coyle gives it to Alex Franklin. Franklin, the Panthers running a weave. And what do we got? Travel. Travel on Phillip King. So the turnover gives the basketball back to Shelbyville. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the good folks at Roly Poly. New owner, new attitude. Out top, Cooper Lewis. He leaves it for Brock Blackwell. Let's slow down to say his name. Kuhn gives it back over to Cooper Lewis. Shot on the way, got it. Hoffman tried to draw a charge, didn't get the call. Cooper Lewis knocks it down. He's got 5 points. Panther leads up to 4, 15-11.
Well, Shelbyville only 3 of 14 as they were. And there goes Phil King.
King inside, missed it. Great bomb. They could have called him from over the back, trying to save it. They say last touch by Zach Kuhn. Yeah, Ryan Mack, he's working the officials. He wanted a foul on Trey Bamba over the back inside. Didn't get that call.
Not sure he wasn't and wasn't right there either.
I think he was right.
Yeah, 3 of 14 from the field, 2 of 9 from three ball for Shelbyville. So they've been ice cold. And South, 5 of 12 and 3 of 6 from three ball range. South's got 8 to 6 advantage on the boards right
Josh
now.
Josh Hall comes back in. Trey Bamba sits down. Chris Bamba gets the pass on the inbounds. Now Alex Franklin out top. Panthers set up the offense. On the far baseline, that is Chance Coyle. Coyle. Got some traffic. Phil King out top. Calls out play number 3. Now he drives. Gives it over to Franklin. Franklin back to Josh Hall. Hall over to Chris Bamba. Bamba now up running the point. Gives it to Franklin out top. Looking for a cutter inside. Still dribbles out top. Now it's out to Bamba. The defense being applied here by Shelbyville. Nice pass inside to Coyle. Coyle puts up a shot. Got it. Nice move on Brock. See, I can't say that name. Brock Blackwell. But anyway, Chance Coyle scores the basket lead. Now 17-11.
Nice little up and under. Finger roll over the top of the rim. Good move by Chance.
Shot on the way by Cooper Lewis. Good. That's a two-point basket. He's got 7 points. 17-13. Panthers lead it. 6:16 to go here in the first half.
And that kid's hit three shots in a row, John. A three in the first quarter, and now the first two of the second quarter.
Phillip King out top. Gives it over to Josh Hall. Josh pulls up. Shot on the way. Good. Josh Hall. Nice looking shot there. He's got 4 points. 6-point lead again for the Panthers. 5:59 to go in the first half. 19-13 to score. Shot on the way by Kuhn at the other end. And he scores. Kuhn now has 6 points.
Fast and furious. Now neither team can miss. After not shooting particularly well, Shelbyville's 3 for 3 the second quarter.
Phillip King with a basketball. Gives it out top to Chance Coyle. Chance. Cooper Lewis is on him. Now they give it to Bamba. Bamba out to Phil King. King and they go over to Alex Franklin. Franklin Coons checking him at the moment. And now they give it to Chance Coyle. Chance out top. Now they go to Bamba. Bamba drives inside. Now leaves it for Phil King. King now drives inside the free throw line. Takes it inside. Got it. Phillip King. 5 points in the ball game. Lead back to 6, 21-15. Now, Panthers patient.
I like to see Phillip do that. He's got to keep these guys honest, take the shots when they're there. He's already hit a three. He's made a nice cutting move into the basket for a deuce there.
They reverse the ball well. That is Blackwell, I believe, in the corner. He scores. That's a three-pointer by Blackwell. And the Panther lead cut to 3, 21-18.
He's doing what he does, John. He's come in. He's already cranked out 2 threes. He finally hits one of them, and the Shelbyville crowd is up right now as the lead 21-18.
Well, now they do it.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Josh Hall, nice entry pass from Phillip King, and Hall lays it in.
And that sat down the Shelbyville crowd.
It did indeed. Shelbyville. I was going to say Shelbyville brought a nice crowd here.
Yes, they did.
This evening. Now here we go. There's a shot on the way and missed by Lux. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, that was Cooper Lewis. I'm sorry. That was Josh Hall who got the rebound. Quickly, Franklin's open from 3. Missed that one. He short. He knew it. He chased, tried to chase it down, but Zach Kuhn underneath got the rebound. And now we got a kick. That was a good job there defensively by Chris Bamba. Shelbyville had some numbers. Bamba able to get a foot on the ball. And that stopped that. 23-18. 4:14 to go here in the first half. John Lux runs the offense. Buck's big kid, 6'1". He looks taller than that from
yes,
up
he
here.
Does.
Three on the way. Was missed by Kuhn. Josh Hall with a rebound. Maybe a little too quick of a shot.
I thought
Kuhn.
So. Oh, there
Neal
he is.
Opened from three. Missed it. Oh, my. Josh Hall tried to flush it, but he couldn't get it to go down with the rebound pulled down by Nick Anderson. Now, Hall just mistimed that just a little bit, trying to get the flush. Now they go out top to Blackwell. Shelbyville does. Kuhn has it. Now he leaves it for John Lux. Lux gives it to Nick Anderson. 6'1 senior comes off the bench. Now with the basketball is Cooper Lewis. Lewis thought about the three. Instead, it's Kuhn. He was way short on that one. But getting the rebound underneath Cooper Lewis. And now Chance Coyle just took the ball away from him. Chance Coyle leads the team in steals, I'm sure. Phillip King sets up the offense. Now the other night, the game Joe and I did, he had six steals in the quarter. Now he just got, speaking of steals, Chance just got his pocket picked, but John Lux picks up a shot, got it. John Lux now 4 points. And the lead has been cut to the 23-20, 2:55 to go here in the quarter.
That's the third turnover for the Panthers. And just a nice defensive play right there by Lux.
Bamba gives it over to Anthony Leal. Now back out to Bamba. Phil King sets up the offense. Now to Leal. Leal slashed for a moment. Got it back to King. Now Chance Coyle has it. Chance gives it over to Josh Hall. Hall thought about a three. Now drives. Gives it up to Phil King. Now back out to Leal. They'll reset the offense. Chance Coyle. Nice reverse move there. Stops. Chris Bamba now drives. Stops. Panthers being very patient.
Whoa.
Now, that was almost a bad pass. Leal, though, able to track that one down. Now they get it back over to Chris Bamba. Bamba drives, stops, forces up a shot, missed it. Josh Hall, the rebound, got it. Josh Hall with 8 points here. Got the offensive board. Bamba forced that shot. Lucky that Josh Hall was there to get the rebound and put it back in. That was a long three by Cooper Lewis. No good. And Josh Hall. Man, that's been the Josh Hall story here in the first half.
He's got eight rebounds already, John.
King takes it in. Leal, three on the way. No good. Hall fights for the rebound. Didn't come out with it, though, and Cooper Lewis does. And now quickly in the front court, that is John Lux. Now they get it back to Cooper Lewis. And now there's Kuhn. Kuhn puts up a shot. No good. Boy, JR was right, man. They shoot the ball just as soon as they get it in their hands. Chris Bamba got the rebound. Now Phil King will walk it across the midcourt stripe. Minute 30 to go here in the first half.
Zach Kuhn needs to go up and down with his – he kicks his legs. Every time he goes out, he's got his legs scissored apart. He has no balance in the air, and every shot's been off other than a couple.
Well, if you're a Panther fan, you want to see him to continue to do that.
Absolutely.
Josh Hall now in three-point land, stops, and gives it back to Anthony Leal. Leal now drives, stops. And looking for somebody. Oh, no, don't shoot it. He didn't. He got it over to Bamba. We're now at 1 minute here in the first half. Panthers may elect to hold it for the final shot.
Yeah, JR held up a one, so they're going to just wait, let this play out.
The field general, Phil King, gives it over to Chris Bamba. He plays pass now with Phil King. King way out top. Now to Leal, who comes out near the midcourt stripe. Panthers spreading the floor. Out to Bamba. 32 seconds to go here in the first half. Bamba dribbling right there at the midcourt stripe. The Cougar there at the midcourt stripe here. Tom McKinney court. Now Phil King. He places in there. Now King drives. Gives it over to Hall. Hall over to Leal. Leal back out top to Phil King. We're now at 12 seconds. Chris Bamba has it. Josh Hall. Now to Phil King. Uses the screen from Hall.
Still has it. Start looking.
Now Coyle. Three on the way out top. Got it. Boy, what a big shot that was by Chance Coyle. Now they get it in, and that's going to do it. First half is over. Panthers lead 28-20. Welcome to halftime. We'll continue with more after this 2 minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Back to the McKinney court, the Cougar Den. Chris Bamba hit a three. The final points for the Panthers in the first quarter. Not quite as dramatic as that three-pointer that Chance Coyle locked in there with just a couple of seconds remaining in the first half. Panthers lead it here by eight at the half. Halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith. Proud to sponsor high school athletics. Stop out, see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street right here in Bloomington. By the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye lacing. No wait any longer, 334-1213 by Keller Heaving and Air. your local factory authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Online at KellerHeating.com. The opening tap at tonight's ball game, as has been the case the entire season, brought to you by Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper, 1150 South Walnut, corner of South Walnut and Grimes. Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper, serving Bloomington since 1928. Panthers led by 6 at the end of the first stop, 15-9. They lead here at halftime, 28-20. And again, it's been the Josh Hall and the Chance Coyle show pretty much for the Panthers. He needed somebody. You know, that's the thing for the Panthers. Every game here so far in the sectional, they've had somebody who has really stepped up. And that was the case Tuesday night. That was the case last night. And obviously that's been the case in this ball game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be yet to be determined. Usually you're looking at, you know, Chance and Josh are going to be your guys. They're your
right.
two leading scorers. So far tonight, you've got Chris Bamba with a three, and he's been a pest on defense, as he always is. Phillip King has 5 points. The guy that may come up and do something big is still maybe yet to be determined, John, for the Panthers. Although Josh Hall has 8 points and 8 rebounds. So let's start out with South. 6 of 12 in that quarter. They are 11 of 24 for 458% in the half, 4 of 10 total from three ball range. And the Panthers are 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Chance Coyle has 12 points. Again, shooting the ball, maybe not the white hot of last night, but he has hit 2 of 4 threes and 2 of 3 on regular shots. So he's got 12, 8 points for Josh Hall, and 8 rebounds already. 5 points for Phil King, and 3 points for Chris Bamba. Anthony Leal, Luke Jaeger, your other two starters, did not score. And Trey Bamba and Alex Franklin off the bench did not score. There's the Panthers, 28. For Shelbyville Golden Bears, shot a lot better in the second quarter, 5 of 10, 8 of 24 for the game. That's 33%. They're not going to beat Bloomington South shooting 33%. 3 of 12 from three-ball range, and they do come down and fire them up. 1-1 from the free-throw line. Cooper Lewis has 7 points and 3 rebounds to lead Shelbyville. Zach Kuhn has 6 points. He's 2-9 from the field. Did hit a four-point play that got him going a little bit there, but he's not having his usual game tonight, and give Chance Coyle a lot of credit for that. 4 points for John Lux, 3 points off the bench for Brock Blackwell. Sam Lewis and Josh Williams both started, did not score. Nick Anderson off the bench, and that probably seven's all they're going to play tonight, unless the game gets out of hand. So there's 28-20, John. Panthers have 3 turnovers. Shelbyville only has 2. And the Panthers lead the rebounding stats 13-10. There's your halftime score.
Halftime show again brought to you by J&S Locksmith, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. We'll continue with more from the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court, after this one-minute break. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. 28-20, our score here at halftime. Sponsors of high school basketball on WGCL all season long have included the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center, the sports medicine professionals at the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center. They help make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. By Jill's House Assisted Living with Memory Care, providing a secure place for persons living with forgetfulness to thrive. Online at Jill's House Memory Care. It's all one word. .com, and by Jim Stafford Remax and Claim Properties. Buying or selling your home, it's nice to know you have a knowledgeable resource. Jim Stafford at Remax and Claim Properties. He will work hard to earn your trust. Jim Stafford Remax and Claim Properties, 812-325-4453. Well, Terry, looking at what's going to transpire here in the second half, you've had a chance now to watch Shelbyville a little bit. Give me your thoughts. You think they're going to continue to do the same thing? They're going to. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you this. If they come down, make one pass and a shot for the rest of the second half and don't hit any better than 33%. South will win by 25. I think they've got a ton of talented players. But right now, I did. Ryan Mack better start doing a little bit better job of coaching and get off the officials, because right now they're on the verge of getting in serious trouble here. It's 28-20. South's, getting the ball where they want to get it. Chance Coyle is all over Zach Kuhn, doing a great job on the young man, and has no fouls. South's only committed two fouls in the first half. Leal and Josh Hall each had one. And
Hall got that one on a charge.
Yeah, you got that one on a charge. And I only have one down, and I might – you better tell – Cooper
That's
Lewis got one.
That's it.
For Shelbyville.
That's
so,
it.
You know, nobody – the referees aren't calling any fouls. Shelbyville's very talented. They got a bunch of guys, 6'3", 6'4", 6'2". All of them can handle the ball. They just don't have a lot of – they're not deep off the bench, and they will start the second half with the ball. Zach Kuhn better bring his A game in the second half, or it might be a long half for Shelbyville.
And, of course, that's what we want to see. We want,
of course.
Want him to continue to play perform the way he did in the first
that's
half.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. Side out to Shelbyville, setting up the offense out top. Got too many papers here in front of me. That's Sam Lewis, who starting five for both teams. We'll start here in the second half. Cooper Lewis has it. Now he leaves it for Sam Lewis. I'm sure they got to be related. Zach Kuhn out top. Chance Coyle checking him tonight. Now give it over to Sam Lewis. Sam holds the ball above his head. Now dribbles out top. He'll take a three and rims out. Rebound. A little sky on the court. Luke Jaeger. Luke gives it to Chance Coyle. Chance sets up the offense. Now back to Jaeger. Jaeger leaves it for Phil King. He'll direct some traffic out top. 28-20 our score. Panthers, biggest lead in the ball game, 8 points. Coyle drives inside with the left hand. No, he's fouled on his way to the hoop. I think that's Sam Lewis that got it.
Should be. Nice move by Chance on the left side. He's got his shoulder even with him. And if you're even with the defender, you've got him beat. I'm surprised he didn't hit the layup and make this an and-one.
Coyle hits the first. 3 of 3 from the line tonight. He's taking all the free throws. A free throw attempts. He's got all of them for the Panthers.
Yeah, right now.
And making 4 for 4. Well, now, 14 points, 30-20, biggest lead of the ball game for the Panthers. In the front court is Josh Williams. Williams gives it to Cooper Lewis. Lewis now over to Lux. Lux now gives it to Williams. Williams got a screen, drives inside, ran out of real estate, tracks it back down. They say he was on the line. How many times do you see that people will drive a ball underneath? They always seem to get on the out-of-bounds line.
I see it in NCAA games 2 or 3 times a game. I don't know who's teaching it and who's telling the kids to do it. Maybe I'm just, you know, that old guy saying to get off my lawn, but that's one of the dumbest moves in basketball I've ever seen. It very seldom works.
I would concur. Chance Coyle, he got fouled from behind. They didn't call it. Shot was missed, though. Josh Hall tracks down the rebound. Bill King open from three. No good. And Jaeger tips it back out to Josh Hall. That was a great play. And Hall with an awkward-looking shot there. Got that one to go down. But keep credit to Luke Jaeger keeping that possession alive.
Heady play by a senior.
32-20. Lux out of control. Or Kuhn, rather, out of control on that one. Got that one to go down. A little runner inside. And what had been a 12-point lead has been cut to 10.
I almost started to say it looked like Shelbyville's taking their time and control, moving the ball, running an offense. And Kuhn comes down on that one and shoots a one-legged Dirk Nowitzki and nails it.
Oh, nice backdoor cut. They got hammered.
Hit him in the head.
Yeah, hit him in the head. Yeah, Cooper Lewis. Yeah, you were right. You said he was a little – oh, that's
Sam Lewis.
Lewis.
He's a little cocky.
He is. Hey, so the official like, What'd I do?
Well, I tell you what you did, bud. He backdoored you. Great pass by Phillip King. He went around the reverse side as he hits his first free throw. Went around for a reverse layup. You smacked him in the head. Pretty easy.
And the official saw it.
And he was right
there. He was right
that
there.
That guy, he kind of looks like he doesn't move very well. So that official definitely wasn't going to miss that. As Chance hits his sixth straight free throw of the evening.
And the lead back up to 12, 34-22, 5:54 remaining here in the third quarter. Josh Williams has it. Cooper Lewis drives, pulls up, gives it back. There's a three on the way by Lux. No good. Skying for the rebound. Chance Coyle saves it. Got it over to Phil King. And now we're going to have a foul on Sam Lewis. And he was holding Philip King.
And that's his third. Yeah, two straight. And he's not happy. Not a happy
not.
Camper.
He here is
comes,
not.
Here comes your buddy, Brock Blackwell.
Yeah, thanks.
And I just call him Brock. That's all I get.
I just call him Blackwell.
Or Mr. Blackwell.
Mr. B. B squared.
B squared. There you go.
34-22.
He's a guy you don't want to come in and hit a couple threes and ignite Shelbyville because he's capable,
back in
baby.
Yep,
he's capable.
Get their crowd back in it right now. Shelbyville crowd sitting down. That's what we want to see them. Chance Coyle drives, leaves it. Josh Hall.
Oh, nice
fake there. Shot up.
Got it. Beauty.
Oh, yeah. Got the defender in the air. Set, reloaded, and bingo. And now a 14-point lead, 36-22. And out of control, missing the shot was Kuhn.
First on Chance.
Yeah. The Panthers got a little foul trouble action last night.
Yeah, they got in a lot of foul trouble last night.
Nice free throw shooters, Zach Kuhn.
Tell you what,
he's a nice player.
Hey, he's a great player. And all these guys that are out here right now, except for John Lux, is going to be back.
Missed that one. And coming down the rebound was Coyle, but he got some help as Josh Hall tapped the ball over to him. Luke Jager sets up the offense. 5:10 to go in the quarter. 36-23 Panthers on top. Leal with it. Now the Hall out top. He gives it to Phil King. Now they get it to Leal. Leal out top. Goes over to Josh Hall on the baseline. Now gives it back to Leal out top. Jager had a three. Didn't take it. Gives it to King. Panthers being very patient. I say that. Josh Hall inside. No, got his own rebound. Back up and in. Boy, Josh Hall on the offensive glass tonight. Very impressive. And the question is, who got him inside? That foul is on Brock Blackwell.
There you go, his first.
Hall at the line. Missed that one bad. Chance Coyle tried to tip it back to somebody. Ended up with no Lux getting it. Lux with the basketball out top. Gives it out to Kuhn. Kuhn with Chance Coyle on him. Now Josh Williams. Josh leaves it for Brock Blackwell. Now Williams out top. They swing it back. Drive it inside. Lux. Doing a great job, Luke Jager. We got a jump ball. That was a great play by Jager. And that possession arrow, you're correct. We do have a timeout on the floor. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
Now,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
Panthers presently on a 10-3 run here to open the second half to build their lead up to 15 points. 4:33 to go here in the quarter. This ball game started at 7 o'clock. Not sure why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we should have asked somebody.
There's a couple of IHSA officials walking around. I thought about it, but there are some 7 o'clock starts in the state and also some 7:30s, which is the normal for sectional.
Well, a lot of contact there. No foul was called, and the Panthers finally get it across the midcourt stripe. But, man, Anthony Leal hit the deck. There was no call. Now Jager stands out just inside the midcourt stripe, sets up the offense. 4:14 to go in the quarter. Phil King has it. Out to Jager. Jager out top gives it over to Leal. Leal Coyle with a three. No good. Oh, boy. Jager tips it up. Missed it. He had position on Williams. Couldn't get it. Williams gets a rebound. And now Jager got a hand in there. Knocked it out of bounds. Boy, Luke Jager, he's played excellent tonight.
Yes, he has.
Hasn't scored any points, but he's got it done at the defensive end.
No points. A couple. He's got three rebounds that have been keyed. Missed a shot there. Playing a good game. Again, you got a senior. We got two here tonight for the South that are really playing good.
Cooper Lewis got fouled by Philip King, driving inside. Now, that's King's first.
Panthers playing good defense and not getting in the foul trouble that they were last night.
That's the first foul that's been called on the Panthers here in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Five called against Shelbyville. Kuhn gets it, stops. Now they go down low.
Ooh, that's two straight on Phillip.
Yep.
Yeah, he's holding him.
Well, I tell you what, if they're going to post him, then that's going to be a trouble. Going to be a little bit of a trouble for him. He just needs to just make the guy turn around and go over the top of him for the shot.
And now the officials are going to have a little chat here. Talking with the... not sure what that is, I guess. Oh, I see what they did. They put the foul on Shelbyville. They don't have six.
From Mr. Smith, a message. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joe. We see it.
Good job. You deserve it. You've had a long week.
Yep. Oh, nice move by Cooper Lewis, but he missed it. But Josh Hall with another rebound. Man, he's got a double-double.
Yeah, he's got his double-double.
Okay, Luke Jager out top. Luke dribbles. And now gets the offense going to give it to Josh Hall out top. Over to Anthony Leal. Leal gives it to Chance Coyle. Coyle over to Luke Jager. Now Luke gives it to King. Panthers lead by 15. 3:21 to go in the quarter. Josh Hall stops at the free throw line to King. Now to Chance Coyle. Cooper Lewis on him. Chance out of Josh Hall. Panthers spreading the floor, being a little patient. They've been patient.
Yeah, this is good.
Quite a bit here this evening on some of their offensive sets. Now Luke Jager will reset the offense. And now makes his way to the basket, leaves it for Phil King. King back over to Luke Jager. Luke drives the baseline. Nice pass. Oh, he couldn't get it to go. Coon with a rebound. Coon quickly in the front court, now stops, puts up a shot. That's a two ball. Got it. That was a two ball by Zach Coon just inside the line. And 38-25 our score. Now they double-team him in the backcourt. Anthony Leal with it. Gets it over to Phil King. Furiously across the midcourt stripe. Chance Coyle got it. Yes.
Yes.
Chance Coyle. So the Panthers make it pay for that double-teaming in the backcourt.
Well, that's full court, man-to-man, almost, you know, long.
Long three by Lewis. Bingo, Cooper Lewis. His second three of the ball game. And now the lead of the Panthers been cut to 12, 40-28. And again, they're double-teaming them here in the backcourt. Got to get it across. And there's a bad pass, Cooper Lewis. That's a three. Missed it. And that was Coon with the rebound back up and in. And now J.R. Holmes wants to call a timeout. 40-30, 1:59. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball on WGCL. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by Smithfield Security, where they have Smithfield and their security division has new low-cost energy management equipment, allowing you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient owner office, schedule a free on-site assessment, 812-876-2211. And Terry, you were correct. That was a great timeout call by JR.
Well, and I've been doing this for as long as he has for nothing. He knows what he's doing. Right now, this is almost a scramble type end of the ball game press for Shelbyville. They know they don't want to get too far behind, and they put the clamps on South. All they got to do is take their time getting it across, which they just did, and not a problem. Here they are.
Leal inside, he gets tripped, and they're going to call Leal for the travel. He got tangled up with, I think that was Coon he got tangled up with.
A little bit of a deer in the headlight look for Leal in his first sectional final. He'll be all right. He's 0 for 2 tonight, had a rebound. It's just nothing. They're keeping him from getting shots. Anybody who watched him last night knows he can shoot. But that was a bad call. He got fouled. He got tripped. There was nothing. They're going to take him. Probably, again, a smart move. Put Alex Franklin in. Let Anthony sit down for a little bit. Maybe weather this storm, as the Panthers will probably weather this storm, and he'll get right back in the game.
Panthers had a 15-point lead here just a couple of minutes ago. The lead's been cut to 10. Cooper Lewis has it. Chance Coyle now on him on the switch. They post up with Coon. Chris Mamba on him. Coon turns, shot it, got it. Nice little 10-foot turnaround by Coon, and now Panther lead has been cut to 8. Again, when they put this full court pressure on, that's how they've been able to do it. Panthers make it that time. King all the way inside. No, we got a foul, though, before the shot.
Well, one way you want it, if a team wants to press you, you do exactly what South did right there, and you just take it down and shoot the layup. They're not even giving Phillip a shot or anything. They said he got fouled out on the floor, so 40-32. South back with the ball.
Foul was on Lux. That's his first. Chris Bamba has the basketball in his hands for the Panthers. Now Phil King has it. King gives it over to Josh Hall. Hall with Brock Blackwell on him.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Josh Hall now drives, now stops. He'll reset the offense. Philip King out top. King, the defender in his face, goes over to Chance Coyle on the wing. Now he'll bring it out top. And we're under a minute. Panthers may want to hold it. Yep, they are telling him to spread the floor. We probably will only see one other shot unless it's a wide open layup. Coyle out top. Cooper Lewis on him. Now gives it over to Alex Franklin. Franklin with Kuhn on him. Alex, an outstanding free throw shooter. All the guys on the floor, with the exception of Chris Ballmer, can shoot free throws. Although Philip King has really labored in that department here
of late. He did last night, anyway.
Josh Hall now out top. Brock Blackwell on him. Now to Philip King. King now makes his way toward the basket. Stops. Now they'll get it in the hands of Chris Bamba. We're now at 12 seconds. Let's go, guys. Let's get the ball in the hands of who you want it. Bamba still has it. And now they get it to Josh Hall. We're under 5 seconds. Josh, oh, what a pass to Bamba. Got it. Boy, what a great play. Josh Hall gets it to Bamba. And the Panthers lead by 10 as we get set for the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Great backdoor cut. Chris Bamba got a nice pass from Josh Hall. Josh Hall getting it done, filling in all the boxes here tonight. Panthers lead it 42-32. Side out for Shelbyville. We get the fourth quarter underway. Zach Kuhn has it. Chris Bamba's on him. Kuhn posting him up, turns and missed that one. And Chris Bamba with the rebound, and he lost the handle. That's Blackwell. He'll take a three. No good. Tipped up, though. Is missed. And getting hammered. Well, we got a rebound, Josh Hall, and taking the worst of that collision was Nick Anderson. He tried to tip it in. He got hit in the eye inadvertently. And now we got a foul. Do we have a foul on that play?
Should be.
Yeah, they had a foul. It was on John Lux. No, check that. That was on Kuhn. That's his first. Full court pressure being applied to get it into Bamba. Now quickly up to Alex Franklin. Now they get it over to Chance Coyle. And Coyle gets it across the midcourt stripe, gives it in the hands of Philip King. Panthers lead it. They've led pretty much the entire ball game. They lead now by 10, 42-32. They've led by as many as 15. Coyle inside off the glass. Got it. Chance Coyle. Boy, what a game he's played.
He's got 20 right now. That's 40, a great job.
44-32. Lead back up to 12. Kuhn with a long three. Tried to draw a foul. Didn't get it. Nick Anderson saves it, though. Gets it into Blackwell. Anderson got the rebound, and Chance Coyle picks his pocket. Nice play by Chance. Chance also getting it done to both ends of the court here tonight. Phil King sets up the offense. Panthers lead again, 12, 44-32. 6:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bamba with it. Gives it out to Josh Hall. Hall over to Alex Franklin. Franklin get a lot of minutes here in the sectional. He still has it. Now they reverse it over to Josh Hall out top. Josh drives. Stops, behind the back pass to Franklin. Franklin now gets it back over to Phil King. I think the Panthers are looking to, they're looking for something.
They're going to be very patient, John, the rest of this quarter.
Oh, nice. What a pass! Is. What a pass. They're looking for that backdoor cut. That's Chris Bamba. He's got 7 points. Phil King with the assist. And the lead back up to 14, 46-32. Kuhn with a three, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Alex Franklin. Also, it seems like Kuhn's kind of fading away when he shoots it, too.
Fading away, splitting his legs is poor. As far as what they teach you to go straight up and straight down, he's very poor at that. I think every shot he's off balance.
And we want to see him continue to do that here tonight. Got a foul.
Like and Nick Anderson,
Nick Anderson with his first.
Yeah, we want to tell you, Joe, who just got back from Columbus and bringing the Hoosiers to another victory.
Sure did.
Wanted to let us know that he was listening and getting back and relaxing for a while. He'd rather be here. I promise you that.
Oh, you know he would.
Rather be here.
You know he would.
But way to bring us back a victory, Joe. And we're trying to get you one, so you've got a regional next week.
Sitting at home, probably in the Lazy Boy, got his feet all propped up.
It's hard telling. We can't tell everybody the whole text, so anyway, good victory. Glad you're relaxing.
Boy, that's a ball game, too. Speaking of the IU game, and they jump out, they're on top, I think it's like 30-12. Sitting there looking at the TV going like, well, this isn't going to last. Just the way they played. this season.
It's good they got the win today.
They really needed one today. All right, Phil King goes to the free throw line. It was an adventure for the young man last night.
Come on, Philip.
Again, he's just got that little hitch in it. You know, when he shoots the ball from the field, he doesn't have that little hitch. He just goes straight up. But he doesn't do that at the free throw line. He kind of bounces a little bit. And that one he got to go down. That was better.
No problem.
Scores his first points of the second half. He's got six. Lead back up to 15. And this will give him the biggest lead of the ball game if he can hit this one, and it does. Panthers now lead by 16, 48-32.
Well, that's surviving a real flurry and a punch in the mouth by Shelbyville.
Blackwell with a left hand, no, and he got hammered by Josh Hall. Hall wasn't going to give him the easy one. And when you haven't committed a foul yet in the ball game, you can afford to do that.
That's right. No, it was a great, nice job. A couple of quick turnovers and about 5 points. And JR got the timeout, and everything is pretty much back to the lead they had before. After that, as Blackwell misses a free throw.
Yeah, they haven't had that many opportunities at the stripe.
No.
Which I guess that's a good thing.
No, they were 2 out of 3 until then.
From our perspective, that's a good thing. Second one is on the way, and that one rims out. And Coyle got it, and Blackwell stripped him of the ball. Out of inside, Coon, little runner, got that one. Zach Coon scores another basket. He's had his shooting struggles here. That was a bad pass by Franklin. That was intercepted by Lux, and now Cooper Lewis has it. Boy, Cooper Lewis has been very quiet here in the second half. Hope that continues. There's another little runner, and Coon misses that one. Josh Hall fights for the rebound. He's got it. And, boy, again, they're running an elbow to the face, but the kid had his face right into the elbow of Hall. That wasn't anything.
No,
that was inadvertent.
Josh just trying to pivot as Phil King throws it away.
Cooper Lewis has it out top, and now we got a foul. Phillip King.
Come on, Phillip. Don't come back.
In. Now he becomes the first player to be in foul trouble for both teams. He's now got 3. That's the 5th on the Panthers. Panthers are in the bonus as Shelbyville has 7 fouls. And John Lux will throw it in. 48-34, Panthers on top. They only have King for 2. I got him for 3. Now they've got it.
Yeah, it is 3.
All right, here we go. Cooper Lewis with it. Bomb is on him. Lewis. Now they go back out top to Blackwell. Now they give it to Sam Lewis. Now posting up inside is Coon. And Coon is fouled by
Phillip King. That's a problem. There's a problem.
Yeah, I got him on the reach. And they had the double team.
I like the double team, but you just stand there. If nothing else, just feel. Let make him feel your presence. You can't reach in when you've already got 3 fouls.
Blackwell throws it deep to Lux, and Chance Coyle chases it down. They say no last touch by Chance.
No, that's a good call.
And Lux, they threw the ball in, and Lux kind of hesitated going after it. Chance Coyle, he was quicker to the ball, but he just couldn't track it down.
Yeah, great hustle by Chance. He saw it before the Shelbyville guy didn't realize the ball was going to be so far over his head, which you can. You can go over back across
sure.
the second part of the court, over the half court, and grab the ball. But Chance just took off like a bat out of you know where going after him and almost came up with it. Had he come up with it, it would have been a layup at the other end.
Like his little brooms that they have to wipe up the perspiration.
They're nice, aren't they?
Very nice. Driving inside and out of control. It's Lux, and he got fouled. Well, you hate to see it when a guy's out of control like that and is able to draw a foul.
Yeah, he was doing nothing but trying to pick up a foul, and that's 3 on Josh Hall. And here we go, John. We're starting this little problem with 4:49 that we had last night, and another missed free throw.
That's Lux. First attempt there tonight. Franklin checks out. Anthony Leal back in. Leal, who had 21 points last night, has not scored a point tonight. The big donut. 3 on the way, or not a 3, but he is number 3. Lux hits that when he's 1 of 2 from the stripe.
That's 3 out of 7 for them on the ball game, and now they're right back into that frantic man-to-man full court press.
Luke Jigger back in the lineup. He gets,
beautiful.
Nobody's on Leal. Takes it inside. Shot, though, was blocked by Blackwell. Blackwell got the rebound. He'll give it to Cooper Lewis. Now he gives it up to Coon. Coon in the front court sets up the offense. Quayle on him. Now over to Cooper, or Sam Lewis. Now Cooper Lewis out front and missed that one. Bamba got the rebound, saved it,
nice.
Got it into Josh Hall. Nice play by Chris Bamba. Now to Luke Jager. Jager, he was fouled, but they didn't call that one. And now all kinds of hand checks out there. And now Coon fouls Luke Jager. Boy, I thought they should have had a foul on Cooper Lewis.
Cooper Lewis shot that three from the volleyball line. He has no conscience. As I told you earlier, I wouldn't even take
it. Well, JR said in Chalk Talk, he said this team, they like to fire it up. They're very, they're cocky.
Well,
a cocky bunch. They're confident, though. It's a cocky, confidence cockiness.
Right. And they've been backing it up. They're 18-6. They've had a great season.
They went 11 in a row. Jager misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound pulled down by John Lux. Lux leaves it for Coon. Coon driving, out of control, shot up, and missed it. Josh Hall with another rebound. Now he gets it to Chance Quayle. He'll bring it into the front court. Now slows things down a bit. Anthony Leal out top. And now he's double-teamed, and we got a foul. And getting hit in the eye. That was inadvertent. That was Lux. That's Lux's second. And going to the line is Leal. Leal, 88% shooter on the year. Again, has not attempted a free throw tonight. Hasn't scored any points. But he had 21 points last night, 8 rebounds.
Was sharp last night. And that shot block down on the layup was just a nice play as Anthony hits the first one. Just a nice play by Brock Blackwell to come down and make a play on him.
Lead back up to 14. And Leal makes a 15-point lead. 50-35, 3:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Zach Coon gives it to Cooper Lewis. Lewis wants to shoot the three, instead has to go to Coon. Coon drives, nice pass inside, and Lux got it. Nice play by Lux. Lux with 7 points, and full court pressure being applied. 50-37 to get it into Coyle. He's double team. Now he makes his way up the court. Still has it, gets it over to Josh Hall, now over to Leal.
That's it.
Now they'll slow things down. Chance Coyle has it out top. Panthers spread the floor. Josh Hall with it. He's double-teamed, still driving, and takes it inside. What do we got? Got a foul before the shot.
Yeah, he got fouled on the floor, I believe.
But, so we'll have some free throws here. That's... And he called that one on Mr. Blackwell. He's got two. Hall at the line. He's going to be shooting two, as that was the 10th on Shelbyville here in the half. Hall. And got it. That's Josh Hall's first made free throw tonight. 1-2 from the stripe. And he's had a great ball game, a double-double.
15 points, 14 rebounds.
I think he got a little blood on the face of Lux when he took it.
Yeah.
Took an inadvertent, I don't know if it was a fingernail or something. And now he'll have to come out. Josh Williams checks in. So the training staff for Shelbyville will attend to him. And Williams, who started the ball game, returns, and he hasn't scored any points.
Hadn't even taken a shot. He had 4 rebounds.
And Hall, good on that free throw. 2-3, the lead now 15, 52-37, 3:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. In the front court is Coon. Coon fires a three, forced that one, and Leal got him. I think it was more a Coon falling down than it was Leal defending him. Nice acting job by Mr. Coon.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So the drama department...
I'll just let that go and let him shoot 3 free throws.
Well, the drama department appreciated that play by Coon. He hits his first free throw. And Coon averaging about 18 points, 5 rebounds a ball game. Nice sophomore player. Hits both of those free throws. And he'll have another. Bill King comes back in with the 4 personal fouls with the 3:15 mark as Luke Jager will sit down. Coon, second free throw. That one came up and then went back down.
He hit all sides.
52-40. Bill King will throw it in. He gets it into Chris Bauman. Now to Bill King. King looking for somebody to get the ball to. Now puts it on the floor. Nice play to Josh Hall. Now they get it to Leal. Good job there by the Panthers getting it in their own front court. Now Chance Coyle with it. Has,
they're going to double
trapping.
Team everywhere now.
Trapping. Now Josh Hall has it. Gives it over to Coyle as they spread the floor. He's double teamed. We got a foul. Lewis or Williams.
They'll soon find out trapping the Panthers are not a smart, smart idea.
That's a move of desperation. Chance Coyle at the line. He got the first one. Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball on WGCL. Brought to you by J&S Locksmith. Stop to see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street, right here in Bloomington. Coyle, second one on the way, rims out, tracking down the rebound is Kuhn. Kuhn will bring it across the midcourt strike, leaves it for Josh Williams. Thought about a three, now they reverse it back over to Blackwell. He's in three-point land, now they get it to Kuhn, a chance Coyle on him. Coyle doing a good job defensively. Kuhn missed that one, got his own rebound, back up, no. He got a foul. Chance Coyle doing a great job rebounding, or defending. Kuhn.
Yeah, he has. He's done a good job. Got a little score for you, John, courtesy of Larry Blackwell texting it to me. Halftime at Seymour. Floyd Central 23, New Albany 22.
Wow.
As Kuhn hits the free throw.
Wow. Well, they must be doing a pretty good job on you-know-who.
I would think so, yeah.
And Kuhn gets that second one to roll in. And we have a substitution. That's Lux coming back in after he got his a little bleeding issue attended to. They get it into Coyle. He's double teamed, and now we got a foul on the backcourt.
Well, this might take as long as last night's fourth quarter.
It did take a while last night. Yeah, up to that point, it was a fast moving ball game.
So was this one.
Ah.
Huh? Just saying.
That's Kuhn. That's Kuhn's third.
Well, he's erupted. He's got 22, so he's got 16 in the second half. So he did come out. He had all four of his shots in that third quarter.
Coyle with a free throw. You know, they don't vote for the all-tournament team. They don't do that anymore. But if they still did that, Mr. Coyle would be – he would get my first team vote. And he might even – it would be either he or Josh Hall as the player of the tournament.
I would agree.
Or the sectional tournament. Coyle doing a great job at the stripe tonight. Well, he missed once. And making 9 of 10. So 55-42, 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kuhn fires a long three. No good. Rebound, though, Cooper Lewis. And Cooper, that was Sam Lewis. I'm sorry, they got the rebound. Now Sam with a long three of his own. Missed that one. And skying for that rebound is Chance Coyle. Coyle. Has it, got away with the walk. Boy, he did get away with the walk there. Hall inside, a great pass from Leo, but man, they missed a big time. They missed a big time travel call there
did.
On Coyle. But officials are human. All right, Kuhn just got his pocket picked by Chance. Chance covers the ball up now. We'll bring it, and he's fouled in the backcourt. Chance Coyle, how many steals he have tonight?
He's
three or four?
Three or four is exactly what I was getting ready to say. Third foul on Cooper Lewis.
And here we have Coyle, who was just there a moment ago, returns getting 9 of 10 from the stripe here tonight. Got a couple of threes. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green & Schultz toll-free, 866-685-6800. Visit them online, greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. Coyle.
Hits them both.
Hit them both. And the lead now 17, 59 to 42. Ooh. They reverse it, getting a passing lane was Luke Jagger. He almost had that one.
He would have been off for a layup on that one, too.
Cooper Lewis has it, and now got a little separation, tried to draw the three, missed it. They could have called Kuhn for over the back. They don't. He was the last guy to touch it, and the Panthers have it. And now we've got Noah Jagger and Philip King coming back in. Luke Jagger sits down, as does Chris Bamba. Minute 49. It would take a miracle now for Shelbyville to come back in this one. Trey Bamba comes in. Josh Hall sits down.
I'll tell you what, the first time Josh has sat down, and he deserves it. JR smacks him on the back of the head.
You think JR doesn't want to win this game?
All
right, Chance Coyle. And now we got a foul. Ooh, he almost hit that one.
Chance is going to hit one of those here in a minute.
Panthers trying to make a little history here tonight, winning their third straight sectional. Of course, they will move on to, if they win this, they'll move on to the regional, playing the winner out of Evansville. We got the game, second game next week. That'll be over at Barney Scott Gymnasium. And Chance, again, knocking down those free throws. Money at the line. Chance Coyle.
Love Barney Scott Gymnasium.
Oh, that's a great place. Absolutely. Coyle missed that one, and Kuhn with a rebound. He'll quickly get it into the front court. And I think he's going to putt. No, he's going to drive. A little one-hand runner. No good. Rebound is Noah Jaeger. Now he gets it in the hands of Chance Coyle, and Chance will bring it across the midcourt stripe. They get it over to Leal. Leal gets the ball back out. No, we got to have a foul. That was Sam Lewis. That's four now on Sam. Panthers a minute 31 away from their third straight sectional crown. And I think the Shelbyville crowd, they think they have reached the realization that they're not going to win here tonight.
Well, I tell you what, they got everybody back of any consequence. These two teams, as Leal drops a free throw in, these two might be battling each other again next year. Plenty back for the Panthers also. We'll miss Josh Hall for sure.
Certainly. Leal hits both free throws. He's got 4 points. And the lead now, the biggest of the ball game, 20, 62 to 42.
Trey Bamba's another scene. And a great steal by Luke.
Yeah. So now to get it over to Trey Bamba. Now he leads it for Noah Jaeger. Noah will bring it across the midcourt strike. Panthers a minute 14 away from a sectional crown. Leal has it. Gives it over to Noah Jaeger. Noah out top. And give it to Luke Jaeger. Luke with it. And now we got a foul. And
Nick Anderson
picking up a personal. Now Coach Mack emptying his bench. Victor Kreinhoff, a junior coming in. Also checking in will be Luke Reed, 5'11 junior. Free throw made by Jaeger. First points of the ball game. He has struggled at the stripe, just a 40% shooter on the year. And now here we have coming out of the lineup, John Lux. He's a senior. Also checking out another senior, Nick Anderson. Your high school career over. And runs that one out. Rebound pulled down by Mr. Blackwell. Blackwell in the front court. They reverse it over to Luke Reed. Now a long three by Cooper Lewis. He misses that one. And getting the rebound, Luke Jaeger. And he's fouled. Also coming in for the Panthers, Tyler Trulock is in there. Also, Grayson Rowland's checked in. Grayson wearing a different number than what we've seen him during the regular season. Also coming in is Adam Graham. Panthers, 51 seconds away. Must be the blue light special at the concession stand, as I see some of the Shelbyville folks going over there to take advantage of that. Trey Bamba will inbound the basketball. 63-42. Third straight crown for the Panthers. Noah Jaeger has it. He gives it to Grayson Rowland.
He's a good player.
Oh, he certainly
is.
He's
a really good player.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching him on the junior varsity. He'll get a lot of varsity minutes next year. Trey Bamba has it. Out top, Noah Jaeger. Noah. Panthers obviously don't need any more points. Let's just go ahead and dribble out the clock.
Right? Well, in Shelbyville, Coach Max called off the dogs. They're not trying to foul anymore either. So,
well, now it's Tyler Trulock with it. Tyler gives it over to Noah Jaeger. And Noah just doing some dribbling out top. Gives it over to Trey Bamba. Bamba. We're at 10 seconds. He could just stand out there. Now doing a little dribbling. Got to keep moving, though. You don't want the five-second call now. It's just academic. It's run under 5 seconds. And Trey Bamba dribbles out the clock. Bloomington South Panthers win the 2017 Bloomington North Sectional 63-42, your final. Totals and highlights after this timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther basketball on WGCL. Back in the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court. Panthers 63-42 winners. Now we get ready for, if you won a sectional, this is the highlight. Is getting to get it there, get up on the ladder, and cut you down a piece of that net. Nice to see that what we're doing here is not what some of the, what they've given them the option over in the state of Illinois to do, which I don't agree with that at all. But over there, each site in the state of Illinois, they have the choice of they can let the kids do it or they can choose not to do that. and they cite, I guess, safety concerns. I guess they feel like they have a good reason for doing that. But a little trivia here for you, Terry, as you total up those stats. You know who is responsible for introducing that? Well, at least are the Atlantic Coast. Well, actually, at that time, they were in the Southern Conference, and then it would later to be the ACC.
Cutting down the nets?
Cutting down the nets.
No, I won't even venture a guess. Go ahead.
Okay, well, see, we had some good trivia the other night. We were talking about Danville, Illinois came up in conversation, and I told Joe, I said, hey, you know, it's Danville, Illinois, Dick Van Dyke.
So oh, yeah. I heard that.
We had a Dick Van Dyke mention. Well, tonight we're going to have, if you're younger, you probably don't know who this is, but he was a great high school basketball coach in Indiana back in the early years. He went on to North Carolina State. We're talking about Everett Case.
Everett Case.
Coached up at, I think he coached maybe at Washington early on. I may have him confused with somebody, but I know he coached at Frankfort.
Okay.
Hot dogs. He coached up there, and, of course, that was a big thing in Indiana. You know, you win the sectional, you always cut down the nets. And he was the guy that introduced that to the Southern Conference, which later became, of course, the ACC. All right, that's tonight's history lesson. Again, 63-42. We have the Panthers now coming down court here near us. They will, Josh Hall, he will have the honors of cutting down the net. Andy Hodson, athletic director here at Bloomington North. Tyler Abel, one of the assistant ADs. Scott Bless also, I see him down there. And, you know, just a word on Andy Hodson and the guys and the ladies up here. Boy, what a great job they did hosting the sectional.
You're not kidding. They did a fantastic job for the first ever hosting of a sectional. Hats off to Andy and all his helpers. I tell you what, B.J. McElroy down in the hospitality room. Brian Muehlhaus, Tyler Abel, as you had mentioned, Coach Bless, just fantastic, fantastic job of taking care of us here.
There's Trey Bamba cutting down the net. A couple other scores to pass along. Again, this game started at 7, so other games are still going on. We're already done. But at the half, Northview led Edgewood by the score of 32-28 over at Ellettsville. Shackamack leads Eminence at the end of one, 18-13. And Lawrence North over North, if you care. Lawrence North leads North, well, North Central. They got Chris Wilkes. He's a decent ball player. Hitting where? UCLA, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence North leads in that one 14-11. Again, here our final was 63-42. A couple quick notes about this ball game. Panthers led at the end of one, 15-9. Chris Bamba scoring a basket late to give him that six-point margin. Chance Coyle hit a big three with about 2 seconds to go to end the first half. That made it 28-20. Great backdoor play. Josh Hall fed Chris Bamba to score the final points of the third quarter. That gave the Panthers a 10-point lead going into the final stanza after Shelbyville had cut it to 8. Panthers actually led by as many as 15 in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, they outscore them, 21-10?
Yes.
To win it by 21, 63-42 to earn their third straight sectional crown. And that's quite an achievement for the Bloomington South Panther program. It's a tribute to the kids, to JR, and to his staff. And I know I was out there today to do the pregame interview there at South. And, you know, they're out there, you know, coaches engaged with the kids, morning shoot around. And I've heard JR mention it, talking with Joe and the Chalk Talk programs, just what the job that the assistants do at
right.
South. I mean, they're very involved and want to see the kids do well. And you got a program like what they got going down there, that's why you win three sections.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are our statistics sponsored by anyone?
Well, we have the post-game show. Let me mention that before
do
you
that,
jump
do,
in.
Do
all
that
right.
a little bit. I'm
post-game
ready.
Show brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, where they have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Count on Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. See Andy and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine or Transmission Installation Experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive, 812-330-1620.
All right. Stats for tonight. Let's get Shelbyville out of the way because this is unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen a team shoot so bad as these guys have, and I don't know that that's their regular modus operandi, but I can guarantee you South's defense had something to do with it. In that fourth quarter, John, they were 2-16.
They
finished the game 15-47 for 31.9. It's called a 32%. 4-23 behind the three ball for 17%. 22 points for Zach Kuhn, but he was 7-22 from the field. 8 rebounds. He's a stud, and he's going to be a good one for the next 2 years. He's just a sophomore. 10 points for Cooper Lewis. 7 points for John Lux. 3 points for Brock Blackwell. That's it. Sam Lewis, Josh Williams, Nick Anderson, Vic Kleinhop, and Luke Reed all played and did not score. 42 points. For the victorious Bloomington South Panthers, 3-4 in that last quarter as they hit the free throw line again strong. 19-39 for the game, 4-87. Good shooting, 4-12 from three ball range. 15-19 in the fourth quarter in free throws. 21 out of 26, John, for the game for 8-07. That's great. Panthers won a rebounding edge 30-22 over Shelbyville tonight. Leading scorer for the Panthers, Chance Coyle. Second straight, 24 last night, 26 tonight. 18 points for Josh Hall, and 14 rebounds. 7 points apiece for Phil King and Chris Bamba. Chris might have been that spark, that guy, other than the top two tonight.
Mr. Intangibles.
He's hit a nice three, a couple of passes, another layup, 7 points for him. 4 points for Anthony Leal, hit all 4 of his free throws. 1 point for Luke Jager. Trey Bamba and Alex Franklin saw a lot of action, did not score. Noah Jager got in late. Tyler Trulock, Andy Graham, Grayson Rowland all played and did not score for Bloomington South. So there's our post-game statistics with a 63-42 sectional win for the Bloomington Panthers. That's JR's 18th sectional. It says 20th at Bloomington South. Now, here's one thing Joe is talking about. Now, right now, Castle playing Evansville Rights tonight.
See, he's not here, but he's working.
He's working. It could be a rematch with Castle and South, who, Castle beat South and ended that 11-game winning streak, 62-54, on the 11th of February. So we'll see what happens here as Castle and Wright's playing almost halftime there. So that's our statistics. Great win for the Panthers. I like to see it as we've about got one net completely stripped clean.
Well, last night they gave up 60 points against Bloomington North, so that's the most points that they've given up in a while. And this bunch that they played tonight, Shelbyville averaged 66.5 points coming in. So they held them, 23 points, 24 points underneath their net. Well,
it's obvious.
So it's obvious that defense was key tonight, which it has been all season long for the Panthers. And a great win for them. Again, they earned the 20th sectional crown in Bloomington South history.
Yeah.
And again, Mr. Holmes is out there doing a little.
Hey, I got the first one for Bloomington South. I did what I could. I got it started.
Well, there you go. Do you there still you have your still have your piece of net?
It is in a scrapbook somewhere. Yes, that I do.
You ever get it out and look at it?
No, not for a long time. I got a scrap of net with South, and one as an assistant coach at Bloomington North in 78 or 79. So I've got two of them. I'm happy, proud of both of them. Player more, though, obviously.
All right. Well, we've still got some more post-game to talk about. We'll do that after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball on WGCL. 63-42, your final score. Panther players, pictures being taken with family and friends. They still are taking the net down, so haven't had the chance to get their picture. One other score to pass along. They're in the third quarter. Edgewood, they trail by 4 at the half, and Northview leads now by 6, 34-28. That's early in the third quarter. And again, this ball game started at 7 o'clock, so there's a lot of games that, they're just probably getting close to halftime or
into the third quarter.
Yeah.
35 all, Floyd Central and New Albany.
Wow.
Final at Eastern. North Knox knocks off Bar Reef 51-45. That's a huge upset.
That is a huge upset.
So there's a couple for you, folks.
And that's what happens during the tournament.
All right.
Okay, the only business we have remaining to conduct is our post-game player of the game. That is brought to you by Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper, 1150 South Walnut, corner of South Walnut and Grimes. Bloomington Paint and Wallpaper, serving Bloomington since 1928.
I could give it to two people, but I tell you what I'm going to do. With a sectional championship in his senior year, I'm going to give the player of the game tonight to Josh Hall. Josh had 18 points. He was 8 of 12 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and had 14 rebounds. Wow. He had 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half. You know, 4 in each of the first two quarters, 3 in each of the last two quarters. And, you know, hey, Chance Coyle, 26 and 5, and 6 of 10 from the field, 12 of 14 from the free throw line for Chance. But he's a junior. He's going to be back next year. And Josh was instrumental as the Panthers didn't start off shooting the ball that well tonight as they did last night. And he was just solid the whole way. He got a lot of those misses, got a lot of misses from Shelbyville, obviously, and helped the Panthers. So our player of the game tonight, Josh Hall from Bloomington South, 18 points, 14 rebounds, a standout game for the senior center for the Panthers.
All right, congratulations, young man. Also, congratulations to the Bloomington South Panthers, 2017 boys basketball sectional winners, the venue here at Bloomington High School North. It is the third straight crown. Now they get the sectional picture. This will be the one that will be in the paper and also the one that they'll put in the yearbook. 63-42 again the final. Panthers now advance to the regional over Barney Scott Gymnasium over in Seymour. And it'll either be, we're playing somebody from Evansville. So it could be Castle, could be a rematch of that ball game. Right,
or Evansville Wrights.
Evansville Wrights could be one of those two.
That is correct.
So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. Of course, that's the second game. We typically have to get up at like the crack of dawn to get over there for the first game. And so we got to change this year. We're playing the second game over there. Joe Smith, of course, he'll return to the airwaves as he had duties today over at Columbus, Ohio.
Unless a miraculous Hoosier run keeps him from it, I would say Joe will be doing the game with you on next Saturday. I would say so.
All righty. For all of our sponsors, for Terry Stoltz, for Jim Ritter, who did an outstanding job as the producer of tonight's broadcast, I'm John Callahan. Thank you very much for joining us. And until we talk to you again next Saturday, good night from the north side of Bloomington. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.